Major topic of application to education versus indoctrination is civics. Our constitutions, both state and federal, rest on a very specific Christian, scriptural point of view. If we, the people, are to exercise our proper role in instructing our indentured servants, and that is verbatim for Virginia Constitution,
right,
on what to do, we the people must be educated. And where our God-given rights expressed in the state and federal constitution. Note the language of the various constitutions. They are God-ordained, and we the people have all the political power. And all people means all. So not just Texans.
Right, yes.
We all, not just us alls.
Yeah.
California, all right, that most people think is crazy and blue. Here's their preamble. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, in order to secure and perpetuate its blessings to establish this Constitution. Idaho, we the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings and promote our common welfare to establish this Constitution, this the state Constitution. And that, my friend, is where the gold is for you and I as we the people. Texas state constitution, the preamble, states, humbly invoking the blessings of Almighty God, the people of the state of Texas do ordain and establish the constitution. Section 2, inherent political power. It's a republican form of government. It is not a democracy. And that is stated right there. Nowhere in any of these constitutions are you going to find the word democracy. If you hear that, tell them where is it. But here you'll find Republican all throughout them. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. The faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a Republican form of government and subject to this limitation only. Listen to what we the people have, and I'm going to cite an off quote of Scalia in a minute, but listen, we have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient. Anytime, anywhere. It's not every 2 years, and it's not every 4 years. And if we the people are not properly educated, and frankly, up until a few months ago, I had not read this either, right? Virginia Constitution, Section 2, people, the source of power, that all power is vested in and consequently derived from the people, that magistrates are their trustees and servants, and at all times amenable to them. And it goes on, it's instituted for common benefit. Montana is grateful to God. Oh, I thought this one was so pretty. This would be my last preamble.
Mm-hmm.
We, the people of Montana, grateful to God for the quiet beauty of our state, the grandeur of our mountains, the vastness of our rolling plains, and desiring to improve the quality of life, equality of opportunity, and to secure the blessings of liberty for this and future generations, do ordain and establish this Constitution. My friend, I don't see my Scalia. Scalia was reported to have said that if we the people ever realized what our rights were, it would get interesting. We're not going to know what our rights are if we don't have an education. And it's an education founded on God, and it goes right back to first principles that there's a creator, we just don't dream ourselves up, and that we have when Christ reveals man to himself. Right. And I know nobody likes to hear that with civics, but it is a true statement. Right. That's how these constitutions were written. Right. And if you note, it's the people writing the constitutions. It's not the constitutions telling the people what right. to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's so obvious that we have lost all connections to first principles, right? I mean, and when you don't know where to begin, you have no idea where to end. Like you just don't know. You're going to be constantly stuck in a state of flux, uncertain of where you came from and having no idea where you're going. And that is the heart of indoctrination, right? You only know what you know. You don't know why you know it. You just know it. And so consequently, you're obligated to act upon it. But education is not like that. Education demands that you know first principle. It demands that you know telos. You must, or teli, I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, you must know these things. You cannot truly be educated if you don't know why you are made and what your end is. If you don't know that, you're not educated. And it's very clear to any Catholic, right, who was raised with the Baltimore Catechism. You know, I was made, you know, to know, love, and serve God in this life and to be happy with him forever in the next. Well, boy, those are two pretty darn good anchors. I'm made because I'm loved and my end is love. Right? I mean, those are pretty hearty anchors that allow a person a wide latitude of freedom in the middle. But if you don't know those things, you know, that you can only be afraid.
That's right.
And the person who is afraid can't learn.
No, that's right. You have to. Oh, we had such a beautiful homily on this past weekend. And you have to have humility and you have to have trust. If you're right. fearful, you're not trusting.
No.
And so you can't learn.
Right.
That's right.
And you can see, like, in the modern society, too, how little love there is. I think back to some of my teachers that I had in grade school, and I can only say that I adored them. I loved them so much. You know, their kindness. I was excited to go into class to see these people, these teachers. I believe firmly that they only had my best intention at heart. Even the ones that I didn't particularly like, at the end of like a year or two of looking back, I can see, okay, maybe that was necessary for me. But there is, and I respected them. I can't imagine, you know, I mean, anytime that if my teacher said jump, the only correct thing to say was how high, but only because there was such a confidence in them, right? But now there is no love for teachers. They have been... There really is so little love for them and so little, like the teachers union has built an impermeable wall between the teachers and their students. These sex education classes have destroyed the teachers' innate tendency to preserve the children's innocence. Pornography has destroyed that. You have these psychopathic young women coming in and perverting young minds to gender studies, and creating, like, I mean, the grooming that goes on now under the guise of education is so horrifying to me that it's almost a revulsion in certain areas of the people that they are bringing in, and it's a misnomer to call them teachers. Like, you're right, it goes to that nominalism thing, right? I mean, well, we call her a teacher, therefore she is, even if she's an indoctrinator, as if we can't tell the difference. You've usurped the term, and yet you think that we are not wise enough to be able to understand that you no longer teach, that you consume.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, it's we really are at a crisis point, and civics is a huge one because it helps us to control the reins of the government.
It does.
It's almost like we're on a wild stallion again, right? With no, with no reins, no bridle, no whip.
That's right. I read some. I know we're way over, friends. Yep. I know we are. And if I have to, I'll split it.
Right.
I read some thought leader that the Republicans have let down again because they're not taking election integrity seriously.
Right.
With something they had done. And I, having a better education and less of an indoctrination, said, it is not the Republicans' job to ensure election integrity.
Right.
My friends, it's we the people's job.
Right.
And if we the people do not like the way we have our elections run, then we need to send notices, affidavits to our servants and let them know that.
Right.
In certain kinds of affidavits, and it's written in a proper form, right? And that is the way it's handled. We don't look to whoever. What did Sarah say? So not too long ago here in these talks, man is fallible. Yep. We look to Jesus Christ. We look to God the Father. We don't look to any individual per se, though they can certainly be used. Not saying that. But it's not because that person is going to come and go. Yep. We the people need to be educated. Right. On who we are, how we're to live, blah, blah, blah.
Right. But that requires work, Karen. And we are, if anything has been shown to us over the past, I've read Aristotle's Politics, you know, 5, 6, 7 times. And I'm always struck by his topic on natural slavery. But this past time when I read it, I was really struck because he says that a natural slave is anyone who can be mastered. And I think that we have seen now that there are very few free men in this country. And that's alarming. Because the vast majority of people have become lazy. They're content with contentment, right? They're content with the status quo. They're content with just give me my 3 squares a day, right? I mean, they are content with those things. And so consequently, there is nothing that is going to motivate them out of their complacency. So the few who are free have, because we are motivated by the object and not by our subjectivity, right? We have an absolute obligation to help them out of their servility because no man was created by God to be a slave.
That's right.
Right? Or to be mastered by people this conference that's going on in Davos. Right. I mean, you know, as we speak, they're taking away at a international level. They're trying to abolish our constitutions.
That's right. But you see, with a proper education, my friend, and not an indoctrination,
right.
You see, we the people wrote those constitutions
right.
Because God gave us innate rights.
Right.
He gave them to us and they can't be taken away.
Right.
We only can have in our mind this idea that they're taken away.
Right.
And therefore, we become these natural slaves.
Right.
When you're truly educated in who you are and how you are and all of this,
right.
They say, I'm going to take your rights. We're going to take your state constitution. He said, no, you can't do that.
Right.
You don't have any authority to do that.
Right. But they have power.
They have the power to the extent
right.
That they're the ignorance. I
right.
Forgot
was I agree.
One of the founding fathers, right? Tyranny rests on ignorance.
Tyranny rests on
the indoctrination.
Right. It does, absolutely. And so we do. We have an obligation, an absolute obligation as parents to educate ourselves, lest our children also fall prey to darkness. I mean, because really that is what it is. I mean, you know, people will talk all the time about the dark ages, the dark ages, the dark ages. My gosh, we haven't seen anything like it yet.
Correct.
This time period, I can't even imagine what people will look back and think of this time period.
Yes. Please, God.
But always hope, right? Always hope because truth is real, right? It is objective. We can know it. And not only can we know it, we can love it.
That's right.
That is where all of our hope is based. Now this is the beauty of God, right? I know you have to end this, but this is the beauty of God, right? That he gives children to parents who will love them. And it is the love of the parent for the child that motivates him to fulfill his duty to the child, which is to educate him, right? That love is such a driving and motivating power if we only really assent to it.
Yes. All right, my friends, I definitely have to split this in half. So it might, so that will be the way that goes. But it was a vital topic, as you can see. And till the next time, Fides Hebraicio.